That shot. Hey, Chief, how heavy is one shot an inch and a half?
About 2 or 3,000 pounds.
Yeah, about 2 or 3,000 pounds. It's inch and a half mooring chain for a buoy.
All right, man, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, we try and pick the big boys to help us out with it. I'm a BM1 McLeod Hutch, and I'm on the Sycamore out of Cordova, Alaska. The chain pull competition combined with a heave and line throw for simulating a man in the water, which we call Oscar. It's actually kind of a combination of two different things. The chain pull is something we do every day on the buoy deck, day-to-day work. A heave and line is something we do every day. They're not connected, but there's always a man in the water and there's always a heave and line around ready to rescue him. So.
Did you utilize a lot of good training down here for BDS school and all the different schools they offer down here?
That's exactly why they all come to Juneau. One-stop shopping for all the crews. Lieutenant Commander Mark Chrysler. I'm the school chief at the National AIDS Navigation Training Center in Yorktown. This is my first time here, but we have a training team out in Virginia.
Chief, let's go! Kick your damn feet!
And we come up here and get all these buoy tenders together, and we offer up several different training topics. Aid positioning, buoy deck training, minor aid servicing. We measure the competency of what they've been taught over the week. And, you know, our goal is to ensure that they can safely go out and do the work.
Come on, Chief! Come on, Josh!
Go, Chief!
Mr. Ravelson, I did it last year, actually. A little bit better this year. I went in a straight line, at least. Last year, I was a little veered off. But both years very tough.
Swim! Swim!
CWO2 Greenlee, the spar.
Chief, let's go!
You look pretty soaked here. That's not supposed to happen, is it?
I think that was my initial dive.
Oh,
I forced water. You're supposed to jump in, feet first. And I dove in, so the water came in.
And did you have it sealed up all the way? Or?
I did. So that was just a strategy, trying to get out further on the dive.
Did it work?
No, it did not work.
Okay. Then they'll be taken, marked, set aside, cooled, and they'll be graded. So it'll be a sliding scale between time and inefficient heat and beat. Any questions on that? We're looking for safety. Watch.
The heat and beat needs some explaining. A steel pin is put through an open chain shackle and placed on its side in a jig. The torchman uses propylene or oxyacetylene to heat up the unsecured end of the pin, while two other crew members use handled hooks to keep the shackle still in that jig.
We don't set our buoys up this way, so. Leading seaman Kevin DeBoof off the Coast Guard ship Bartlett, Victoria, BC. But I was here 2 years ago, so I'm. That's all factory made. They're cut to a certain length when we get them, and there's actually swivels instead of pins and shackles.
3, 2, 1!
When the entire end of the steel pin is orange hot, two other crew members using sledges beat it down into a rounded shape, securing it in the shackle. Sometimes another crew member, a peener, will finish up with a smaller hammer.
Stop! Yeah, boys! Yes, God! Come on! Get up!
Get the blood flowing, get the adrenaline going. It's a lot of fun.
Then the assembled shackle and pin is put into a little pool of deck water, steaming as it cools down.
Maple spar, tug of war, let's go.
On the whistle.
I don't know, it's pretty cool. Coming up here and seeing how you guys work your buoys, work your nav aids, so it's a lot of fun, a lot of fun for us.
It's a great morale builder between the ships and stuff, a little competition, never hurt anybody.
Builds camaraderie, everybody's mingling, getting to know each other. Very tight-knit community. Yeah, competition is just fun. Ask any one of these folks what they do on a daily basis. Spending 12 hours on the buoy deck dragging chain or doing heat and beats. Most physically demanding job, I think, in the Coast Guard.